Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frehill is back with us. And Darren, you're starting again with the departure of Brendan Rodgers and the very unhappy club he's left behind him at
Absolutely,
Celtic.
Absolutely, Justin. The story grabbing all the sports headlines this morning, it is Brendan Rodgers' departure from Celtic. He resigned from his position last night, and not many may be really surprised at this departure given the form of the side at the moment and also the tension that clearly exists between Rodgers and the Celtic administration. But what has taken everyone by surprise is the statement released by major shareholder Dermot Desmond, and this followed his departure. He accused Rodgers of being divisive, misleading and self-serving behaviour that has contributed to a toxic atmosphere. That's just a small flavour of some very strong statement from Desmond. He rarely speaks in public, by the way, and his decision to come out in such a public and a personal way has really added fuel to this fire. Well, former manager Martin O'Neill, of course, the former Republic of Ireland manager as well, men's manager, will take charge in an interim role. Chris Sutton is a former player at the club.
It's been an unhappy club, at the start of this season, and there has been this friction between Brendan Rodgers and the club hierarchy. And then, you know, he described his team after the defeat at Dundee as he compared them to a Honda Civic and what have you. That's not going to go down well in the dressing room. I think that was another dig at the board, and they're miles off it.
Yeah, that is Chris Sutton.
Honda Civic. I mean, it's not a bad car, but
what's
it's not a great
car. What's wrong with a Honda
Civic? I suppose he wants a Ferrari or something
maybe,
like that. You know?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. This is a story that's going to run. Of course, Ange Postecoglou, the name that everyone is mentioning, it may be a possible return there to Parkhead. Let's wait and see. The other big story today is the Irish women's team. They can confirm their place in the top ranks of the Nations League again when they face Belgium tonight. The Irish lead 4-2 from the first leg at home last Friday. It's live on RTÉ2 television, the player and radio coverage on Game On 2FM. Former Irish international Rhianna Jarrett joins me right now. Rhianna, 4-2 leads. We're not used to this. Are we heading into such an important game?
No, we're definitely not. And then they put on a show in the Aviva on Friday night and put themselves in a great position. But it wasn't just a scoreline. It was the overall performance from them. They were exceptional from the first moment. They'll probably be a little bit disappointed with themselves that they conceded the second goal. Definitely a 3-goal cushion would have been nice going into tonight's game, but they're definitely in a strong position.
Yeah, Belgium are really top side, top 20 in the world. Do you fancy us to get the job done, Rhianna?
I think so. I think obviously we've got enough in the bank, but I think that they're approaching it as a separate game altogether. They're kind of disregarding Friday night's game and taking it as a new game, which is the right approach. But I do think that Belgium are going to have a different approach to the game. They kind of sat back in the Aviva. They kind of let Ireland have the ball, kind of let us come at them, and they kind of played into our hands. And I don't see that happening tonight. Obviously, they have everything to play for. They're at risk of being relegated from Ligue 1 while we're obviously hoping to get promoted. So I do think that they'll come out with more intensity and look to dominate the game. But I think we have enough.
Katie McCabe will earn her 100th cap tonight. Rhianna, what do you... I suppose, how do you reflect on her service to Irish football?
Oh, I mean, Katie's a superstar. She's one of the most, if not the most high-profile player in Irish women's sport, I'd say, not only football. And she's a great role model for the kids. Obviously, she won the Champions League last season with Arsenal, which is a feat that no Irish player has done since Emma Byrne, Yvonne Tracy and Ciara Grant. So, obviously... fantastic in that aspect. She's going from strength to strength in the Women's Super League, and she's leading this Irish team. I think along with her and Denise O'Sullivan, they're two of the most experienced players left, and they've got a lot left in the tank, and hopefully they'll continue to drive the game and bring us to a major tournament.
Before we let you go, since we last spoke to you on the show, you've retired from football altogether, and what great service you have given to the game, Rhianna. Congratulations on such a terrific career. 15 years involved in Irish football and making your Irish debut about a decade ago. How do you reflect on how far the women's game has come since you started out?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, even the fact that we're talking about Ireland playing in the Aviva in our national stadium is something that we never could have imagined when I was growing up. I didn't even know Ireland had a women's team until I was a little bit older. So they've come a long way, obviously a long way to go still, but hopefully they can bring us some more magic and qualify for a major tournament and get the growth in women's game to continue the way it was after Australia. But it's definitely going in the right direction.
Rhianna, thank you for this morning and for such a brilliant service as well to Irish football. Let's hope they take that big step tonight. In horse racing, Dylan Brown McGonigal is the 2025 champion flat jockey. Both he and his title rival Colin Keane finished their domestic season yesterday as Galway. They are both headed for America now for the Breeders' Cup of the weekend. He's 22 from Donegal, 95 wins this season, can't be caught at this stage. He paid tribute to his trainer Joseph O'Brien after that meeting and also to his family who live back in his native Donegal.
Everyone's lucky they've got a mum and dad behind them, but I think it's a bit more special for me anyway, looking at my mum and dad, what they've done for me. My sister Arla as well at home and all the rest of my family, but mum and dad is there, as you said, every weekend. They're there through the ups and downs. They're happy if I'm losing, they're happy if I'm winning. It's definitely a proud moment for them, I'm sure, but I'm very lucky to have them.
There's one quote that I remember in a feature piece that you did, I think it was for the Irish Field, and I think it was goes back to your granddad. He said, if you're going to do something, go at it 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
And is that still the case for you?
100%. It's the only way forward. If you're going to do it right, or don't do it at all.
There you go. Wise words. Well done to him.